Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon opened its first Amazon Go grocery store in Seattle, a 7,700-square-foot space without cashiers. Amazon previously opened smaller Amazon Go locations in 25 U.S. locations. The new store in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood has 5,000 different products, including meat and produce, and equipped with cameras, sensors, and computer vision to keep track of what a customer leaves the store with. Netflix announced it will start ranking the 10 most popular programs on its platform worldwide after testing the feature in select markets. The list will include movies and TV shows, with separate top 10 lists for just movies or just TV shows within those content tabs. The company says the list will be updated daily and will help users learn which titles everyone else is watching. Netflix already features both popular and trending content, but didn't rank them until now. Intuit confirmed that it plans to acquire Credit Karma for $7.1 billion, Intuit's biggest acquisition to date. Credit Karma lets people check credit scores, get credit cards and loans, and file taxes. It has more than 100 million registered users and 37 million monthly active users. Intuit also owns Mint, TurboTax, and QuickBooks. The Chilled Cow YouTube channel was mistakenly terminated for violating terms of service over the weekend, ending the channel's lo-fi hip-hop live stream. This resulted in a video over 13,000 hours long with over 218 million views. The channel was reinstated less than a day later, and YouTube's support Twitter account tweeted that it shared feedback with our review team to prevent similar errors from happening in the future. Chilled Cow and other music streaming channels do not own the rights to the music being played, but get permission from artists and labels to play them, which doesn't stop a party submitting a content ID claim on the channel. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that Apple will release an ARM-based Mac in the next 12 to 18 months. The chip will reportedly be built on a 5-nanometer process and expected to be used in the upcoming 2020 flagship iPhone models. The switch to ARM is said to give Apple more flexibility with hardware updates, which currently depends on Intel's development pipeline. In 2018, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported on an early-stage Apple initiative to transition Macs to ARM, reportedly named Kalamata. Expedia announced in an email to staff that it's laying off 12% of its workforce, or about 3,000 employees. Expedia's travel leadership team said that the company had been pursuing growth in an unhealthy and undisciplined way and will eliminate certain projects and activities and limit working with vendors and contractors. Chairman Barry Diller and Vice Chairman Pete Kern took over day-to-day operations at Expedia after CEO Mark Åkerström and CFO Alan Pickerill resigned on December 4th. Åkerström took over when former CEO Dara Khosrowshahi left Expedia to work at Uber. Over the weekend, Samsung confirmed an employee had contracted the coronavirus. Samsung's factory in Gumi, Korea was shut down until Monday morning, and the floor where the infected person worked will remain shut down until the morning of February 25th. Co-workers who came into contact with the infected employee will be self-quarantined and tested for infection. The Gumi factory makes a small number of high-end Samsung phones for the Korean market. A county judge in San Diego, California, has ruled that food delivery service Instacart misclassified the majority of its workforce in California under state law AB 5, which is designed to ensure that the gig economy and other workers are considered employees, not independent contractors, and thus are eligible for benefits like workers' compensation and unionization rights. Instacart says that it will appeal the decision. And finally, at the top of our DTNS subreddit today, Mozilla announced it will start switching Firefox browser users to Cloudflare's encrypted DNS over HTTPS, or DOH, today by default, and roll out the change across the United States in the coming weeks. The company says this will help prevent ISPs and other third parties from seeing what DNS lookups a browser is making and monitoring customers' web usage to deliver targeted ads. Firefox will offer a choice between Cloudflare and NextDNS for DOH, but that Cloudflare will be used as the default. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.